Proverbs chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in the harvest, so it is not becoming for a fool to have honour. As a bird takes flight, as a swallow flies away, so shall a gratuitous curse not come to pass. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his own foolishness, in case you yourself come to resemble him. Do answer a fool according to his own foolishness, so that he does not become wise in his own eyes. He who sends a message by the agency of a fool cuts off the feet and drinks injury. You could amputate the legs of a lame man and a proverb in the mouth of a fool. As a grain of grit in a heap of boulders, so is he who gives a fool honour. A thorn gets stuck in the hand of a drunkard, and a proverb in the mouths of fools. A great man produces all kinds of things, but he who hires a fool also hires those who are remiss. Like a dog which returns to its own vomit is a fool who repeats his stupidity. Have you seen a man wise in his own eyes? A fool has more hope than him. A lazy man says, "There is a lion in the road, a fierce lion among the streets." A door turns on its hinge, and a lazy man on his bed. A lazy man dips his hand in the bowl, but can't be bothered to bring it back to his mouth. A lazy man is wise in his own eyes, more so than seven men can give a reason for. He who crosses over and interferes in a dispute which doesn't belong to him is like one who seizes a dog's ears. Like a madman who shoots darts, arrows, and death, so is a man who deceives his neighbour and says, "I was only jesting, wasn't I?" When there are no more logs, the fire goes out, and when there is no gossipmonger, contention abates. Coal for the embers and wood for the fire, and a contentious man to incite an argument. The words of a gossipmonger are like delicacies which descend into the inner parts of the belly. Ardent lips, but an evil heart, are like silver dross overlaid on a shard. He who hates puts up a pretense with his lips and harbours deceit inwardly. When he sounds gracious, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Hatred is concealed by deception, but his evil will be discovered in the convocation. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and as for him who rolls a stone, it will come back upon him. A lying tongue hates those whom it has oppressed, and a flattering mouth brings about ruin.